This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's good to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. And we are still in Matthew chapter 14. We will finish this evening and go on to Matthew chapter 15. But we see, people of God, where that great storm arose on the sea with the disciples going over. And then Jesus had gone up into the mountain to pray. But after a while, he came and he was walking on the water coming towards his disciples who were going through that boisterous storm. And the word of God tells us, Jesus reassured them that it was him. And Peter said, if it's you, Jesus, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And he went out and was doing well. But the word tells us that he saw the wind, which was boisterous, and became afraid and began to sink. But he called out to Jesus, who rescued him. And we see, people of God, Jesus rescued him. And Jesus said, oh, you have little faith. Why did you doubt? And he and Peter went into the boat. And the word said, when they came into the boat, the wind ceased. The wind stopped, people of God. The master of the sea was in the boat. And the wind stopped. The wind ceased. And the disciples worshipped him. They said, truly you are the Son of God. We see in this case, he did not speak to the wind, but he just went in the boat and the wind ceased. So we see, people of God, that Jesus Christ is Lord over everything. We see, people of God, with his disciples became certain. They were sure this is the Son of God. So they worship him. Truly, of a surety, you are the Son of God. And we must come to know who Jesus is and worship him for who he is. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Give him the glory that is due to his great name. Let us pray and begin. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace and mercy that you allocate to us daily. Thank you for the privilege to be here, O God, to bring forth your word to your people. And we thank you, mighty God, for this opportunity, O God Almighty, that your word can be going out on the radio waves, O God, reaching the hearts of your people. And we thank you right now, O God, that you are bringing forth transformation through your word, for your word is truth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are illuminating the word to us, mighty God, that when it goes forth, O God, it will pierce the hearts of your people, bringing forth change. Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in this season. Oh, God, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. And I thank you this evening that we love you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you, but we want to love you more with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love one another. So as your word comes forth, oh, God, it brings forth the change in us. Oh, God Almighty, our hearts will begin to love the way you want us to love. So we just thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you, oh, God Almighty, Lord, that your word brings transformation. We thank you, oh, God, that your word brings salvation, Almighty God. For faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. So we pray that someone this evening, oh, God, will hear your word and decide to follow you. So we just thank you again for what you have done, what you're doing, what you're about to do. And we look to you by faith, oh God, for a spirit-filled evening in you. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue in Matthew 14, in verse 34. The word said, when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. When they had crossed over, remember they were on the sea and it was boisterous and the wind ceased when Jesus stepped into the boat with Peter. And we see, people of God, that they now had crossed over. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And Genesaret is located on the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, about 5 miles south of Capernaum. So that's where Genesaret is located. And look on verse 35, the word tells us, "And when the men of that place recognized him," look on what happened, people of God, "the men of that place recognized Jesus. They sent out into all that surrounding region and brought to him all who were sick." So we see, people of God, they recognized Jesus. He was now in Genesaret, the land of Genesaret. And we see the men of that place recognized him. So they sent out into all the surrounding region and said, "Bring the sick. Bring out the sick here. The healer is here," people of God. So it is just showing us, people of God, wherever Jesus is, there is healing. So we have to come to understand that we need Jesus in our lives. We need Jesus to make us whole. We need Jesus, and we need to recognize him for who he is. The people recognized that the Messiah was here. They recognized, people of God, that the perfect God-man was in town. So they sent for the people all around. "We want everybody in this region to be well." And so, people of God, we should also have that desire to see people healed, to see people being whole. So, people of God, the Lord is calling us to follow Jesus and to understand that he came to bring wholeness to God's creation, to God's people. Remember, people of God, when sin came into the world, we realized that we become broken. So God has come, Jesus came to mend the brokenhearted and to set captives free, to open prison doors, to make the lame walk and the blind see. He came that we might be made whole. So we see they recognize him. We also need to recognize him and cry out to him, and he will make us whole. So they sent all around for the people, all the surrounding region. "Bring your people here. Bring the people. Bring the sick to the healer." Look at verse 36 of Matthew 14. There is 36, which is the last verse in Matthew 14. "And they begged him that they might only touch." Look at it, people of God. "They begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well." People of God, this is very important. They begged him. They came to the healer and they begged him, "We just only want to touch the hem of your garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well." So the people recognize Jesus for who he is, that he is the promised Messiah. He is the promised Messiah. He is the anointed one that Malachi wrote about in Malachi 4:2, the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. So people of God, the people recognize and understand that this is he. These were ordinary people, people of God. We see where the religious people, they opposed him, they challenged him, they rejected him. But these were ordinary people. They begged him. They said, "Jesus, can we just touch the hem of your garment?" And we see, people of God, we are also that woman with the issue of blood who understood the scriptures, knew that this was the Messiah. This was the one who came with healing in his wings. Healing, if I could just touch the tassel of his garment. The hem of his garment is that tassel. And we see, people of God, that's what the Jewish rabbis would wear. Those garments, those robes with the tassels at the end, these little fringes at the end. And they were saying, if we could only touch all those fringes, people of God, inside the fringes were embroidered the 613 laws in the Jewish from the Mosaic law. 613 were embroidered in this garment. So we see the people understood that they had the word. If they touched the word, Jesus himself, the living word, was with them. So if we could just touch the hem of your garment, because it was prophesied, the people of God, we must understand and believe God's word. So we see here it was prophesied in Malachi 4:2 that the Son of Righteousness would come with healing in his wings. So they understood the scriptures, and they say, and they know, and they believe. The Bible said they recognized him. Do we recognize him today? We are to recognize who Jesus is. The people recognize him, and they said, if we could only just touch him. Jesus, we beg you, Jesus, that we might only touch the hem of your garment. And the word said, and as many as touch it, as many as touch the garment, not Jesus himself, just his garment, as many as touch that garment were made perfectly well. People of God, the people believed Jesus. They believed in him. They believed the word that Malachi prophesied about him, that he would come with healing in his wings, in his tassels, the tassels of his garment. So they believe if they touched that, just the tassel, they would be made whole. And the word said they were made perfectly whole. We see people of God, they did not have to touch Jesus himself personally, just his garment. Their faith touched him, people of God. He did not have to touch them. Their faith touched him. And they were made whole. They were made perfectly well. They were healed. We see in this case, people of God, we have to understand and look deep into the scripture. He did not touch them. The word said they touched him. How many of us, people of God, how many of us are willing to touch Jesus by our faith? How many of us are willing to touch Jesus by our faith? Jesus knew that these people understood the scriptures. They understood the prophecies that were written of him. The word said they recognized him. And they sent for the sick all over the region. Bring your sick, bring your sick. The healer is here. The Messiah is here. The anointed one is here. And the word said if we only touch the hem of his garment, he comes with healing in his wings. He comes with healing in the tassels of his garment. If we could just touch him, he is the Messiah. He is the anointed one. And whatever area on him we touch, we know we're going to be made whole. So the word of God tells us, and as many as touch it were made perfectly well. Jesus didn't have to touch them. They touch him. Their faith touch him. And they were made whole, perfectly well. They were healed, people of God. They were healed of their diseases. And whatever our problems are today, people of God, we can be healed, but we must touch him by faith. Touch Jesus by our faith. We continue to believe when we can't see our way through. We continue to believe that God is coming through for us when everything around us seems to be going contrary to us. People of God, we have to understand the God we serve and come to that place of truly trusting him, walking by faith, not by sight, walking in the spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. So we have to come to understand and know, people of God, the God that we serve, and walk, people of God, by faith. Walk and knowing that by putting our trust in him, we will be made whole. He has come to make us whole, people of God. And we want to walk in the wholeness that he has purchased for us. We want to walk in that wholeness, people of God. We don't want to be walking as broken people. We want to walk in the wholeness that he has purchased for us. He purchased that with his own blood for us. We are bought with a price, and that price is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to walk as those that are whole, people of God. He wants us to walk in wholeness. He doesn't want us to walk like we used to walk before we came to him. He wants us to walk as those that are healed, healed physically, healed emotionally, healed spiritually, healed socially, healed financially. He wants every area of our lives, people of God, to be full. He wants to make sure that we are complete in every area. He wants us, people of God, to be made whole. So we want to walk in that wholeness that Christ has purchased for us. And we want to be like those people who truly recognize Jesus and know that he is the Messiah King, and that he is willing and ready to take care of all that concerns us. He did not turn back these people. They recognized him, and he did not turn them back. But they came and they touched the hem of his garment. They touched his garment. They said, if we could only touch the hem of his garment, people of God, just like the woman with the issue of blood, she touched the hem of his garment and was made whole. And he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. So we see, people of God, when our faith touched Jesus, people of God, he will make us whole. Let us continue to believe no matter what, for his desire is for us to be healed. His desire is for us to walk in wholeness. So we thank God for his word in Matthew 14 to us. And we thank God that we can now go on to Matthew 15 in the New King James Version. We'll be reading from verse 1. The word of God said, then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying. So we see, people of God, these religious people are always coming to Jesus, trying to find some things to trap him with, or trying to oppose him, trying to challenge him. So we see, people of God, religion is antichrist. Religion is against Christ. So we see, people of God, they were wrapped up in their religious rites, and they were against Christ Jesus, who came to deal with the issues of the heart. So we see the scribes and Pharisees, they came now and saying to Jesus, look at verse 2, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. Look at what they were looking on, people of God. Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. Well, look at Jesus' answer in verse 3 of Matthew 15. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of your tradition. So we see, people of God, Jesus has a way of answering the religious leaders with a question. He answered their question with a question. These people were his enemy. They were not up to anything good. They did not want a favorable response from Jesus. They were not looking for that. They were trying to trap him. They were trying to find all sorts of faults with him. And people of God, when we start to really live for Jesus, many religious people are going to come and want to find fault with what we are doing. But let us not lose focus. Let us continue to focus on what Christ has called us to do. So Jesus said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God? Because of your tradition. So they were saying that Jesus' disciples were breaking the tradition of the elders, who were what? Mere men. So Jesus was showing them that they were committing a greater transgression by disobeying the commandment of God. People of God, Jesus said, you are transgressing the commandment of God because of your tradition. And their tradition is their man-made rules that they come up with. So we see, people of God, in verse 4 of Matthew 15, look at what Jesus continues to say. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. He who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. So we see, people of God, Jesus was saying to them, he who dishonors father and mother, the word of God said, shall be put to death. So we see in Exodus 21, verse 17, Exodus 21, verse 17, the word of God says, and he who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. So Jesus was reminding them here. And look on Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. Deuteronomy 5, verse 16. And the word of God tells us, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. So we see, people of God, they were told it's a requirement, it's a commandment. It's a commandment that should not be broken, a commandment from the Lord for them to honor their father and mother. But Jesus was saying, you're transgressing the commandment of God because of your tradition. Look at what Jesus continued to say in verse 5 of Matthew 15. But you say, whosoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. So people of God, Jesus was saying here that whosoever say, if you say to your father and mother, so they came up with their tradition that those who used to take care of their father and mother financially can say now to their father and mother, what I have to give you, I've given it as a gift to God. This was their tradition. This was not coming from the commandment of God. The commandment of God says you must honor your father and your mother. Take care of them to the very end. Take care of them. Don't curse them. For you will be put to death for this. So they were now what? Breaking the commandment of God and coming forth with their tradition. Jesus was pointing out to them that you are now saying that they shouldn't honor their parents with their substance, but they should say to the parents, okay, what I have is just a gift. It's a gift to God. So Jesus was saying, look at verse 6 of Matthew 15. Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. So Jesus was saying, what you are saying to that person is that you don't have to honor your mother or father with your substance, with your money, or with your gift. Thus you have now made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You have now come in with your tradition and replace the commandment of God with your tradition. And that's what religion does, people of God. Religion will want to replace the commandment of God with their tradition, the rules of men, the custom of men, man-made rules and laws that are not in alignment with the word of God. God's word tells us to take care of our parents, honor them, take care of them, people of God. And don't just say, okay, we're going to give this gift to God and forget your parents. No, whatever you do unto others, you do unto God. And when we take care of our parents, when we honor them, take care of them in whatever way they need to be taken care of, we are doing it unto the Lord. So Jesus comes to show them where they are going wrong, to show them that they are off in their belief. But because they were saying that the disciples were transgressing the law by not washing their hands before they eat bread. Look at what Jesus continued to say to them in verse 7 of Matthew 15. Hypocrites! Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you saying? Jesus called them what? Hypocrites. So many times Jesus called them hypocrites. You're two-faced. You're not real. You're hypocrites. You're play acting. Not real. Hypocrites. Jesus said to them in verse 7 of Matthew 15, well, did Isaiah prophesy about you saying? Look at verse 8 of Matthew 15. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. The prophet Isaiah prophesied about it in Isaiah 29:13. And verse 9 says, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. So Isaiah prophesied that these people would come about, that these people would come with their lip service to God. They would come with lip service to God. Look at Isaiah 29, verse 13. Isaiah 29, verse 13 said, therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men. So we see, people of God, Jesus was pointing to them. Listen, the scripture spoke of you. Isaiah wrote about you. Isaiah wrote about you in his prophecy. He wrote about you that you would draw near to God with your mouth. Lip service to God. But your heart is far from God. Isaiah spoke about you. You're worshiping in vain, Jesus said. You're worshiping in vain. It's empty worship because it's not from the heart. Teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. You're coming up with the rules and customs and laws of men not what God has prescribed. You are coming up with your own prescription. That's what Jesus was saying to them. And Jesus, people of God, are always, when you look in the scripture, rebuking the religious people. We don't see Jesus rebuking the ordinary people like how he rebuked the religious people, because they were completely in opposition to the things of God. Jesus said, in vain you worship. You're worshiping, but it is in vain. People of God, we don't want to be worshiping in vain. We want to be worshiping from our hearts. We want to be worshiping God with a true heart, not with lip service. But our hearts must be inclined towards him. Look at verse 10 of Matthew 15. When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. So when he called the crowd of people, he called the crowd to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying and understand it so you can truly apply it. And people of God, if we don't understand God's word, we cannot apply it. So Jesus called the crowd to himself. He didn't call the scribes and Pharisees. He called the multitude to himself. He said to them, hear and understand. He said, not what goes in verse 11 of Matthew 15, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Not what goes out of the mouth, not what goes into the mouth, sorry, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. So people of God, the religious leaders, were more concerned about their outward deeds, but Jesus was showing them it was a matter of the heart. They were mostly concerned about outward deeds, what we do on the outside, what people see. But the word of God tells us that God said, I don't see like people see. I see the heart. So Jesus comes to deal with the matters of the heart. The religious leaders, the scribes and Pharisees, they were only concerned about the outward deeds. But Jesus, we know, was showing them that it was the matter of the heart. That truly, this is what truly matters, what goes on in our heart. Verse 12 of Matthew 15 tells us, then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? Do you know, Jesus, that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? And verse 13 said, Jesus responded, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. So people of God, we have to come to know and understand that everything that we are doing, if it is not of God, it will come to naught. So we have to come to understand that God knows the heart. He knows if our hearts are inclined towards him. He knows what we are doing if it's from our hearts to him. So we have to understand that Jesus came to deal with the matters of the heart. We want our hearts to be pure before him. So whatever we do will bring honor to our God. God bless you here this evening. We'll stop at verse 13 of Matthew 15, and we'll continue from there next week, God's willing. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you that you're calling us, Almighty God, to be transparent, to be honest, and to be true. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that our hearts will be right before you. Oh God, cleanse us, oh God Almighty. Purge us, oh God. Make us clean within so that we may be people who bring honor and glory to your name. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the transformation that is coming to us. And we pray in the name of Jesus, we will walk as those that are planted by you. And we know that nothing can move us. So we bless you. We honor you and give you glory as we pray and give thanks. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love, reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.